This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. We've got one more story before we wrap up for today. But of course, we have been asking you that question as to whether or not you have a plan at work in case you, excuse me, or your co-worker gets sick. The numbers over on Twitter, Arv, please.
57.3 for no and 42.7 for yes.
Any more tweets?
Yeah, one from Vanco who says, no, we're expected to work even at our deathbeds. Might get a replacement instead of backup 2 months after getting the death cert.
Ouch.
Wow.
Ouch. Wow.
Ouch. I think most of us have worked for a company at some point in our lives that tends to kind of reflect that point of view. Christine, yeah. Anything over on Instagram?
No, we just have the poll that still stands at yes with 35% and no at 65%.
I had a WhatsApp from Daniel who said, Richard, don't torture yourself. There is time for everything. Daniel, I'm talking about a few years ago. Thankfully, now things are a little bit better. You know, everything is fair and dandy right now. But a few years ago, yes, I did torture myself for a little while. But I'm past that now. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for your concern anyway. Final story of the day from Arv.
Yeah, so this is about working from home. And, you know, since the restrictions have sort of eased now and everybody's going back to the workplace, some people might still want to work from home and they might want to speak to their employers about working from home. So this article is from Fast Company and it's giving you tips on how you can do that and how you can convince your bosses or employers. But it's also very interesting because it brings up a lot of points that I personally didn't think of before. Like number one, it says, be sure that you want to work remotely. Working remotely won't feel the same once all of your colleagues go back to the office. But when you're the only one or one of the few people working from home, it's a different ballgame. If you're remote, the in-office crowd has to remember to call in to a video call just for you. They also have to remember to loop you into impromptu conversations and decisions which you might be left out of. Once social distancing measures are loosened, your kids will be back at school and your partner will probably be back in the office, so you'll be all alone a lot more than you are now. Of course, this might be a good thing. It also adds, depending on how you look at it, but either way, it's different. Then number two, it says gather supporting evidence. So you have to demonstrate that working remotely actually benefits your work and productivity. For example, when you were working in the office, it took you 2 hours to do a given task. But since working from home, it's only been taking you 45 minutes on average.
And that's when your manager says, well, if you've done it in 45 minutes, you can do twice as much work while you're working from home.
Or double up.
Yeah.
This will demonstrate to your manager that working from home isn't just a personal request. It's an attempt for you to contribute your best possible work to the company. Number three, it says demonstrate remote culture fit. So this is, you know, when people say they don't have to wear, you know, office clothes at home and you can be relaxed and stuff. So make a point of being on time. That way your manager knows that you working remotely won't be an added burden for your team. So they're talking about like meetings, chats, you know, make sure you reply and you show up for the video conferences and stuff. Keep your status up to date. Be ready to respond to incoming chats and calls. Set up your home office for maximum productivity. And it's important to initially show that you understand that work from home does not mean work from bed. So it goes on to say that, you know, even though you can work from the comfort of your bed, you shouldn't be taking video calls in bed because it's not professional.
I had a bit of an issue on our production meeting on Friday. I joined the meeting late because echoing what Christine's story was about earlier on, I was in the zone editing something and I'd found that little zone and it was going really well and I completely forgot that we'd got an editorial meeting until somebody messaged me and was like, hey, where are you? And
People messaging
me. I'm like, what? For what? What are you talking about? I'm right here. And it was like, oh, yeah, meeting.
Log in.
Yeah, got to log in. I think there are times when it's not that you forget that you're working from home. It's just that you can get so focused on doing what you're doing because you are undisturbed for the most – I am anyway for the most part. And I can really get stuff done.
I mean, I think all of our topics, you know, today have all been about planning and making sure that you sort of have a structure and a way of organizing your day and your week and your month and even your year. You know, I think that in that case, you know, that could have been resolved easily by setting an alarm or a reminder on your phone. You know, in the case of trying to measure how much work you get done as well, you know, you can set a timer to see if you're actually more productive at home. Some people can't really make their workspace more productive. I, for one, basically just work in my living room off my couch because I I don't really have a space of my own. But at least I've progressed. I did use, admittedly, to work from my bed. Then the temptation for a nap got too tempting. So I decided maybe I should move out to the living room. But that has helped massively. And also, I think it is a lot easier to sort of feel as if I'm in a different space, like a head space as well as a physical space.
Just getting used to that culture, I guess.
Yeah.
A couple of more things that they highlight. Anticipate your manager's questions because they will ask you questions. Try to predict what they might ask. So examples are, how will you attend team meetings? How can the team reach you if they have questions? What will your schedule look like? How will I know that you are working or actually working? And how will you stay connected to the team socially? Your answers will depend on your specific situation. So think about your team and your organization. Finally, know what you'll do if they say no. So it's possible that your manager will just say no. If the answer is no, you have a few options. You could forget about it and just head back to the office. One, you could ask about working remotely some of the time, whether that's some number of days per week or month, or set some number of months out of the year. Or if it's really a deal breaker for you, you could start looking for remote jobs elsewhere. I'm like, at this point, I'm like, this guy really wants to work from home.
Yeah.
If he's willing to leave his job to look for other remote working options, then it's a major issue. That means you just want to work wherever you want to work.
Right. I had a video conference with some former colleagues of mine over the weekend, and I catch up with them to find out what they do. Some of them work in PR, some of them work in marketing. Essentially, all of them, as of 2 weeks ago, now work from home permanently. Wow. They've made that decision, and they've made it clear to the people that they work for that this is how they want to work in future. Admittedly, they work for companies that allow them to do that, and it didn't take much convincing because they're able to provide documentation, evidence that they are being more productive. But the very fact that that now is an option on the table, and it's now an option that companies need to pay attention to, shows a massive paradigm shift, you know. And it's something that a lot of people have been pushing for the longest time. The amount of discussion we've had around this, way before COVID, we talked about the 4-day work week. We talked about, you know, the 5-hour work day or whatever it was. And we were like pushing this agenda, thinking that this is probably the best way of doing things economically, you know, in terms of mental health and in terms of getting people more productive. Mm-hmm. Evidence shows that the less time you spend in meetings and the less time you spend in office, the more things you actually get done, you know?
There's like scientific research done because of it. Yeah, for sure.
Right. Shall we wrap up? Okay, final numbers on the polls, please.
Over on Twitter, it is, let me do a quick refresh. It is 57.3% for no, they don't have a plan, and 42.7% for yes, they do have a plan.
And kind of echoing that on Instagram as well, yes is now at 42% and no is at 58%.
Folks, we'd like to thank you all for getting in touch and letting us know your thoughts on this topic. Of course, we'll be back tomorrow with another topic of as well. We'll let you know more about that a little bit later on. However, if you want to stick with us, coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay with Sven Schneider, the CEO of EU Malaysia Chamber of Commerce and Industry. So the European Union is Malaysia's third largest trading partner, contributing 10% of trade last year. But what more can Malaysia do in order to position itself as a leading destination for investment and trade? The Morning Run spoke with Sven Schneider about competition for foreign business within ASEAN and more. If you missed any part of the show, we have spoken about whether or not you have a plan in place in case you or somebody at work falls sick. We then spoke about
developing a rest ethic in addition to your work ethic.
Wrapping up with?
We finished with convincing your boss that you want to keep working from home.
On behalf of myself, Arvind Yuvaraj and Christine Wong, this has been Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place at noon here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.